just after 10 a.m. It's time for Ed. Current events, politics, pop culture from Connecticut and beyond. It's Ed Says on the Talk of Connecticut.
Well, good morning. Hello and welcome. I am Ed. This is Ed Says for September 14th, 2017. 888-574-2723, the number into the studio. You can always find me on Twitter and email edsaysct and edsays@talkofconnecticut.com should you choose to do any number of those. I always like to address emails should you write them on the air, but sometimes they require a personal touch, and I won't address them on the air, and I'll just email you back. In tweets, well, Twitter tends to be a little more vitriolic, and I play right along, and I get to swear there because the FCC doesn't fine me for it. And sometimes a swear word is the only thing that can capture your true feelings. And don't be so prude that you've never sworn. If you have never sworn in your life, 888-574-2723, I would like to talk to you and see how you manage to do it, because I am just not wired that way. On today's show, we're going to talk about the court of public opinion and how often they rush to judgment and, well, they're just plain dumb. Tweets, liars, and hypocrites. But first, universal health care as Sanders unveils his bill saying we will win this struggle. Is the time now as more Dems sign on to support Sanders in this? It's his latest attempt in launching a health care system that would cover every American. Standing in opposition to it, he said, are the most powerful and greedy forces in American society, pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, Wall Street, and he pointed at the Republican Party. Now, three of those four I would certainly agree with. And then the Republican Party, I think it depends on the individual. But when it comes into practice and the idea of protecting businesses, I would say that it's long been established that that is where they side. Our healthcare system is in dire need of a complete overhaul. I've said it 1,000 times. One, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life is the first part of that. And if we're going to be the leader of the free world, as we claim to be, we should be the leader in healthcare for our people. I know some of you out there will say, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't have that energy drink. Or maybe you shouldn't smoke. Or maybe you shouldn't do this. Or maybe you shouldn't do that. Until you're hit with an ailment that is not your fault at all. It's sheer luck, sheer genetics. And maybe it won't happen to you. And those of you in your healthy high towers looking down going, I didn't get sick. Well, count yourself lucky. Because it will happen to someone you know, if not yourself. And if pretty much every other industrialized nation in the world can handle it, I feel like we can too, considering we have the highest expense, total health expenditure per capita. We are number one. What are you getting for your money when it comes to what you're spending? Our health care should not be tied to our employment. It should be. If it is tax-supported, fine. No, oh, but the government, they can't do anything right, except you entrust the safety of this nation and you celebrate the defense of this nation constantly when it comes to our military. They're able to do it right somehow. That's a government project, just so you know. With the highest budget, perhaps a sliver of that could be going to keeping a healthy populace, which might mean more people available to defend this country in a time of need. Sanders saying the opposition to this will be extraordinary. The bill is called Medicare for All, saying they will spend an enormous amount of money fighting us. They will lie and they will frighten the American people. And that has been politics since the dawn of time. And seemingly since 9/11, we as a populace will eat the fear mongering up like a delicious plate of cake. And I said plate of cake because I don't want a small dish. I want a large serving. And many of you out there just continue to consume fear as a snack food. It is, you just gorge on it. And you need to stop. And you need to look at the realities of it. If you're a business and you're like, oh, it's so expensive to give health care, then you should be supporting Medicare for all. You know why? Because you'd no longer be paying for it. Individuals would be paying for it. Would you be paying for it as an individual? Sure. Might there be a tax on your business? Probably. Will it be less than you're paying the insurance companies? Absolutely. And it's about what you're getting. If you're paying out, for those of you who are bad at math, $1,000 a month right now, already, you get health care through your company, and it's $1,000 a month. If you were told you could get better coverage for $800 a month, would you do it? Yes, you would, and that's what this would be. He unveiled the bill at a press conference yesterday. Nearly a third of the Democratic caucus in the Senate supports him, which is a record level, as he introduced it 4 years ago, and the only signature on it was his own. You'd look at it transitioning over the course of 4 years to a Medicare for All program, a single-payer system in which the federal government insures everybody, financed by an increase in taxes. Now, you hear increase in taxes, and you're like, rabble, 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 no more taxes, except you're actually getting something. What you're losing now for health care, whether you're paying it on your own or to a company, would remain in your paycheck and be taxed. It comes out already. It would just come out a different way, and it would probably come out to a lesser amount. This would establish a national health insurance program, gradually expanding Medicare, which is the current program for 65 and older, and those with disabilities and other illnesses, until everyone was covered. Saying you're going to see the same private doctor you went to, you're going to go to the same hospital you went to. The only difference, instead of having Blue Cross Blue Shield and having to argue with your insurance company, you're going to have a Medicare for All card. That's it. Saying everything from primary to preventative services would be covered under the plan. No out-of-pocket costs on deductibles and copays. Access to abortion, which would overturn the Hyde Amendment banning federal funding for that. Because it's not federal funding, it's your money. During the first year, the age for eligibility would drop to 55, and all Americans under 18 would be added. And then that gap would decrease until they meet in the middle in the fourth year. 46% of the public supported this idea back in 08-09, is raised to 53%. Now the question is, how are you going to pay for all this? Wednesday they released an outline of various ways, including options to implement progressive taxes. And he actually said he wants to foster a public debate on the best way to finance the program. There are those that are worried that it might give government too much control, or that the increase in taxes might be an issue. And that caused a drop in support, because people hear increase in taxes and freak out. But again, if you're paying $1,000 a month right now for a plan you complain about, and you can get one that covers everything for $800 a month, you are making a gain of $200 a month plus coverage. It's not that complicated. I don't want to pay for something I'm not going to use. I hate to break it to you. That's insurance. That is how insurance works. The masses, the many, pay in case something happens, and it happens to the few. That is how it works. And if you've taken issue with that, I'd like to know why. I found a story from someone who watched a young woman who needed care. She made enough to feed her children and provide them shelter. She did that. She lost her Medicaid. And if she didn't make enough to get Medicaid, she couldn't feed them or provide them shelter. Couldn't get a job that offered insurance. Couldn't buy it because she had significant breast cancer, and that was a pre-existing condition at the time. As this person explains, a person in Working in hospitals, chemo and radiation are expensive. She couldn't get an appointment with a specialist, much less the surgery and treatment she desperately needed. So she came back every so often until she came back for the final time. As she passed away, an individual in the wealthiest country in the world passed away, leaving two children behind because she made too much for support and made too little for support. It shouldn't be that way in this country. But some of you will argue, what's mine is mine. Yeah, until you need the help. 888-574-2723. Up next, we'll take a look at the court of public opinion as there is a new controversy in the media and everybody's rankled about it. That's next here on Ed Says. So if you haven't been paying attention to the news, Jemele Hill is in the news from ESPN as there are those out there who are mad at her anti-Trump tweets and says she should be fired. As she mentioned Trump being a white supremacist. And many people are out there, including the spokesperson for the White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying this was a fireable offense. pretty much a White House official going, oh yeah, they should fire them, when Trump himself called Obama a racist in a tweet. When they had pulled out a 2007 speech, when President Obama mentioned Jeremiah Wright, and tweeted that shows Obama is a racist. But, you know, for everything he says and does, there is a contradicting tweet. And for those of you who are upset, there are people out there calling a double standard. Because Jemele Hill is black or a woman or both. And they're saying she's getting away with it. Even though she apologized, has said that it won't happen again. It was her first offense. ESPN has accepted the apology. She said, my comments on Twitter express my personal belief. My regret is that my comments and the public way I made them painted ESPN in an unfair light. ESPN saying she has the right to her personal opinions, but not to publicly share them on a platform that implies that she was in any way speaking on behalf of ESPN. She acknowledged that her tweets crossed the line and has apologized for doing so. We accept her apology. Now, of course, the Tucker Carlsons and the Sean Hannitys of the world trotted out a non-diverse group of individuals to talk about this. And many people going, stick to sports, blah, blah, blah. I would say that are those people not who are do news not allowed to enjoy sports or comment on them? This idea of stick to what you do is stupid. Anybody who goes, oh, you're a movie star, stop talking. Oh, you're a this, stop talking. Oh, you're that. No, everybody's allowed their opinion regardless of their employment. Now, she called Trump a bigot, a threat, and the most ignorant, offensive president of her lifetime. And I don't disagree with that. She says Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. And I agree with that. Let's go to Al from Southington. Al says, I don't have a clue. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, Ed. How are you? I just want to say a few words about the government and medicine. I came from Poland, and the medicine is there, you know, government run it, and you have no idea how it works. There is no money for anything. People wait for surgery like 2 years because there's like medicine is being rationed, like certain money for like a whole year. And after the money is gone, hospitals, they don't do any surgery. So if you wait for surgery, you have to wait for next year. And if you're lucky, you're going to have it. Doctors don't want to do their job because government tells them how much they pay, you know, how much they have to make. And, you know, there's no doctors. Doctors are leaving. And it's just crazy. People are dying. People are dying because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I grew up in a communist, in socialist. Everything was free. Everything was free. And everything collapsed. You have no idea. I came to this country to work and actually get something. And you know, you to get ahead. And if you're talking about make same mistake like they doing, I don't know what to say. I'm just so upset.
Well, first of all, your experience in Poland does not necessarily reflect what could be done in the United States of America. Just so you know.
Of course not. Yeah.
And
every country in Europe have same thing. And it's same system, you know, and it doesn't work. It's not only Poland. It's England, and it's in Holland, and it's in Germany. And we pay so much taxes, and we can't have health care because doctors have to work, like, privately under the table. And if you have money, you pay under the table, you go to the doctor. If you have to go to a doctor, you know, in wherever he works in the government, you know, that to see him, you have to wait like sometimes a month or 2 months because there are not enough doctors because the government tells you how much you make, the doctor has to make. And, you know, it doesn't work to go to school for like so many years, study to be doctor, and it doesn't work, Ed. I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
Well, that's
work.
Also, and I know so America that's another you argument know, entirely. Perhaps
different.
We
it's
shouldn't
not
be
different because
maybe our
medical,
maybe our educational system shouldn't be so expensive, particularly when somebody is going into a field like medicine. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe somebody who's going in to save lives shouldn't be looking to make a $1 billion profit on it. Or at least be able to pay their bills. This isn't a one-level thing. This is a systemic thing. But the idea that we can't take care of people in this nation is laughable. And I'm sorry that Poland got it wrong in your eyes. There's nothing I can do about it. But
Europe,
the United
same,
States
same
of America
problem.
Can
Not
get
only,
it right. We can get it right here. It can be
US
done.
U.S. going to get it right. The socialism never worked. Never. That's why I came here, because it didn't work when I grew up. Everything was free, and it didn't
it's not
work.
Not free, Al. I'm tired of you saying that. I thank you for the call. It's not free. It is your tax money. You are paying for it. It is removing hurdles. It is removing profiteering, and it is making it a service that we require. Your police and your fire aren't free. Your public libraries aren't free. Your roads aren't free. It is moving health care from where it is into the same sphere as those things I just mentioned. Your schools, your police, your fire, your libraries, your health care. Do all of them have some sort of issues? Sure, any system will. Will there be abuses? Sure, you talk about doctors getting paid under the table. You know what? It is a systemic change. And if there are people who go into doctoring to make millions and get rich, they will find out quickly that that is over. Just like people who go into radio to get rich, to be on the air and be wealthy, Stern-like talents. That doesn't exist anymore. Change is tough. But the fact that the richest nation in the world can't figure it out better than Poland, I don't believe that. I think we can. And it's not free. It is paid for. It's just making sure that what you're paying isn't going to corporate overlords and investors, and it's actually going to the caregivers and the care that people need. That is the number. Feel free to use it at any time. Like Dominic in Meriden. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning. I'd like to compliment the gentleman from Poland on his English. It was very good. I understood everything he said, and as it's well known, the people who speak more than one language are more intelligent than people who only speak one language. And also, I'd just like to say that I'm very glad Connoisseur Media cut your show by an hour. Very good decision. Have a nice day.
Oh, Dominic, if in case you haven't noticed, isn't a big fan of me. Dominic, in case you missed me, tell people I was actually given the opportunity to continue 2 hours, do 1 hour, or give up the show entirely because I was given some other responsibilities because I'm good at what I do. And I said, you know what? I'm going to keep doing this job. I'm going to condense it to an hour, and I'll be happy with that. Could I do two? Sure. Would it be as good as it could be? No. I said I will do the hour because that'll let me condense it. The fact that you congratulate someone on their English is hilarious to me, and you're linking speaking a second language to the entirety of someone being more intelligent. I believe that was a dig at me because I stated that I only speak one language. I wish I spoke more than one. But you hanging up is all I need to illustrate the lack of interest in discussion you have, the lack of talking or even listening or caring. I don't know why you listen to this show. If you're happy it's cut down to an hour, which again was my decision, the options were offered to me from nothing to staying at 2 hours. I would argue that if I wanted to make this 4 hours and work a little extra on the back end to make up for that time, they would let me. So you couldn't be more wrong about my situation here. In fact, there was another caller who didn't get satisfaction when they called to complain about me, and we're told in no uncertain terms that this management here is entirely happy with what I do and supports me 100%. So you can continue to be mad at me for whatever reason. I don't know what I did to slight you. But as is obvious by you casting insults and your negative comments and then hanging up, you don't care about discussion. All are welcome here. I've never banned anyone. But I would argue that you should probably impose a ban on yourself if listening to this show elicits such a reaction out of you. There are people on this show who I argue with daily, who at the end of the day, we're still human beings and we can get over it. But you seem to harbor some sort of animosity towards someone you've only heard on the radio, whom you have nothing, you know nothing about, you've made vast assumptions about. And I think it is a reflection more of you than anything else. I thank you for listening. I thank you for calling. I hope you're a troll and that this isn't the real you, because honestly, it would make me sad. But if I do, if I cause you this much grief, please don't do it to yourself and don't listen for that hour. I've made it easier on you. Let's go to Mark in West Hartford. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, boy, he does not know radio at all, because you would probably be the first, like, jock, host, whatever, to actually have the show diminished. He doesn't realize when you guys get fired, you get fired. They don't punish you with less time on the air. You're just gone. So what an idiot. I mean, I know that much about radio, having many friends in it. Hey, so I know you always agree with me on abuse of power and especially those that are very vulnerable, are old, weak. People who are just, you know, maybe near the end of their lives, you know, they don't have the wherewithal that they're getting scanned. And, you know, Ed, I told you earlier in the week or last week too, but things happen in threes. So I had to listen to a librarian the other day who makes $165,000 tell me how great things are and how, you know, we have to maintain a 5.2 budget. Yesterday I had to listen to Luke Bronin. Today was the commissioner in Rocky Hill. Now, I never really went deep into it, and I'm not going to right now. Can you write this down? Because over the weekend, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
No, no.
I want you to look how bad things are at that facility. I want you to just punch in Connecticut CT, just do CT veteran Robert Nagle, N-A-G-L-E. About four stories, just Google it, about four stories down. There's two stories WTNH did. This guy was 95 years old at probably the worst shape he was physically, mentally. One of those old hard asses that didn't want to bother the family, so he checked himself in Rocky Hill. Within like 4 days, they drained his bank. They had him sign a power of attorney, and they drained his bank account of about over $50,000. It's in court right now. You'll be following it soon. I hope the paper or the news gets back on it. Dave Iverson's no longer at WTNH, which is sad because he would be covering it now. But this place is and to hear this guy this morning, you would think it was Disney World for veterans. This place is horrible. It's rotten. They're going to have a stand down. I'm going to challenge anybody who goes there to ask for a tour of the domicile, which is basically the dormitory style living that these, that, you know, they're all in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and some of them 90s. In this case, like I told you, he's 95. There's even emails from employees. They didn't want him to sign a power of attorney because they said he didn't understand what he was doing. He couldn't hear well, didn't understand. But please, please, I want to talk to you about that next week.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stories right now.
You know I like to be involved.
It's disgusting.
This is how rotten this guy Sean Connolly is. 2 years ago, I had a friend of mine, Herb Mitchell, and others. We raised money to get a Peter Pan bus with a driver. We had it all paid. We got Mohegan Sun, had Trace Atkins doing a benefit concert for veterans. So we got tickets. We got vouchers for food. We got vouchers for gambling. We took a group of guys up there. Ed, I know you have a good time with your friends, it sounds like. It was like a day in the firehouse, just busting chops. It was like a day on your deck hockey or whatever you play, just having fun. These guys got in that bus, and they had the most unbelievable night. It was so rewarding, I can't tell you. That was 2 years ago. This month, we went to do it last year. You know what Sean Connolly said? That we didn't file the proper paperwork. We don't have any there's no paperwork for taking veterans out and having a good time. So last year, we got everything set up, and he wouldn't let us do it. This guy is rotten.
Something
so
like that.
So I'm ashamed that your station had this guy on.
Now, I'm sure there's liability waivers and what have you, but anything can be done. And it's people who go, well, if you didn't fill it out, well, the papers don't exist, or you didn't do it right. Well, help people. It's easy to stand and point. Mark, I thank you for the call. That story, I looked it up while you were talking, found two links. It makes me disgusted. And the thing is, this is universal across the spectrum. People are awful. People are capable of terrible things, and we need to remember that. It is not exclusive to a position. It is not exclusive to an ideology. It is not exclusive to a political party or a gender or a race or a religion. People of all stripes have taken advantage of other people, and that's exactly what happened there. But when it comes to sticklers for the rules, there's a difference between going, nope, can't do that, didn't do it right, and going, hey, you didn't do this right. Here's how to facilitate it. Here, how can I help? That's the type of person I want. The person who goes, how can I help? Not the type of person who goes, nope, can't do that. Let's go to Marianne in Hartford. Good morning, Marianne. Marianne, are you there?
Hello, yes. Hi. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, regarding socialized medicine, I would like to believe that our government could provide a very good quality and of service, but I just don't have faith that they can. I just see the government as being a big inefficient bureaucracy, and I wish I had the faith that they could do it. But I look at these other countries like Canada and like the previous caller from Poland and other European countries. They're not stupid people running these countries, but they seem to have quite a few problems. I know my cousin's husband's twin brother had to come down from Canada to get some kind of surgery here because he's waiting so long. It just got ridiculous. And I don't know why the government has to be inefficient, but there's something about government that inefficiency seems to be the way it goes. And just looking at the Medicare, maybe take a survey. I still work, so I don't know for sure, but how about these retired people? They have to buy a supplemental policy just to keep their Medicare going with any efficiency. Why does the government require that? And I don't know, ask them, do they feel they're getting good coverage? If they do, okay, let's all have it. But I just don't have any faith in plans like Bernie and people that would like to have socialized medicine in this country.
Well, I thank you for the input. We just happen to disagree on it.
Okay.
I think it is the future when you've got people being bankrupt trying to stay alive. I think that's problematic. People who have worked their entire lives, done everything the way they're supposed to do. They're supposed to. I'm an idealist, I guess. Sorry. I'd rather not see people die unnecessarily or suffer. Anything can be done. We have a rover on Mars. We have seen into the far reaches of the galaxy. We have put man on the moon. And we sit here and quibble over details like, oh, how are we going to do that? The problem is it might require sacrifice from everyone. Maybe you pay a little more. Maybe somebody makes a little less. Maybe the profits go down a little bit. But isn't the benefit there? Only when it benefits some, I guess. There are some people who would only want it when it benefits them. When it benefits others, they deem maybe below them, whether it's economically, socially. And they go, yeah, they don't deserve it. Let's go to Ken in Bloomfield. Good morning, Ken.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Ken. What's going on?
Hey, so I think that 53% of Americans want it. But according to during the election, they said 47% of the people in America didn't pay taxes. So really 5% want it. And, you know, because the people are not paying taxes, they want everything because they get everything for nothing. So, I mean, that's one of your problems. Next problem is you said that it costs you $1,000 a month now. It'll cost you $800 if the government manages it. And then you're saying that we're getting triple-digit profits by the insurance companies. That's why government shouldn't run it. Because if government runs it, it's going to be a loss, just like our state, just like the federal government.
It shouldn't be a profit. It should not be a profit. It should pay for itself and sustain itself.
No, because they put too many people on staff that they don't need. And all the money gets
well, again, that's a management thing. So these things that you're saying, they do this, they do that. Well, we have to voice our opinions and say eliminate that. We need to eliminate the extra positions. We need to eliminate
and then
enriching oneself off of health care. And you say people who don't pay taxes want something for free. The idea that people who don't pay taxes, you know who those people who don't pay taxes are? That whatever percentage you threw out there are the people who are making what? What's the $23,000 a year? Like, of course they're not paying taxes. Do you think they'd rather make more money and pay taxes than be at the poverty line or below?
Yeah, but we're the ones that are going to have, the middle class is the ones going to have to cover the whole thing yet.
Well, then maybe we should start looking at the taxes and look at those who's tearing apart the middle class. Why don't you look at that? You keep screaming middle class because it's easier to point at the lower class. But why don't we look at the upper class and the businesses who are getting rich and just hoarding this wealth off of all of us?
If you want to be a businessman, you could become a businessman. You know, it's your process.
That is just a simplistic idea. If you want to get rich, just become a businessman. That's not how it works. It's not how it works at all. Those with the wealth have consolidated it and will hoard it in their families. You will never find the success that they have. The percentage of people who will come from nothing and find that success is minimal. Now,
on the last part of it, so we got to take the thing and we got to pay for this universal health. What about all the state and federal workers who got a Cadillac plan? Do they come off that Cadillac plan with us, or do they stay on the Cadillac plan?
Everybody has the Congress same plan. There is no Cadillac anymore.
You go on a regular plan.
There is no Cadillac anymore. Unless you want to pay for it.
There's $30.
I thank you for the call. I got to hit a break. It's just this idea of looking down from your position when you should be looking up at who's dropping things on you. The one who's releasing on you from above. Rather than pooping on those below you, look at who's dumping on you from above. When you've got these insurance companies making these profits. For what? And then they fight you tooth and nail to pay it out, and somehow that's a better system? Somehow that is what we call the right system? We'll be right back here on Ed Says. Welcome back to Ed Says. As we're wrapping up for today, let's go to Rick in Waterbury. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Ed. I got a couple of things. Just give me a chance to hang up. About this insurance thing, you know, I know you believe this is the right way to go, universal. But you got to realize one thing. I know you want the insurance companies make a profit, but I told you this before. According to doctors, there's approximately 70 to 80% of any diseases or sicknesses are due to people's own behaviors, okay, with smoking, et cetera, et cetera. And I understand people get cancer and stuff through no fault of their own. But it's a fact that 70, 80% of this stuff is preventable. So with that underway, with that in mind, you know, the insurance companies are taking a big risk when they're covering. And,
all right, well, let's dial back a little because you know what else happens? There are injuries due to, I don't know, maybe a hunting accident. Do you put that on the same level as somebody who smokes?
I hunt too, but that's an accident. If you're smoking, you're doing it on purpose.
No, but you're hunting on purpose. It depends on how far
I understand
you want to
that,
dial
but in
it
and
back.
Of itself,
how
it's about, not a risky how about behavior.
In a car? How about a car accident?
You know, if you're smoked, there's a good chance you're gonna.
You know, if you drive on the Merritt Parkway, there's a good chance you're gonna get in an accident.
Ed, you have to drive.
Do you?
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. You could get a job closer to home.
Foolish examples.
You could get a job closer to home. You could bike to your job. You could walk. Those are the same replies people give when they're told that, you know, they don't have health insurance. Well, get another job. Get more jobs. So what I'm saying is, yes, that is a behavior. Smoking is a behavior that is detrimental to one's health, and we know will kill you. But so if there is a risk. You know what's an inherent risk in living? Dying. That it's going to happen. When you live, there is a risk. Everything is a risk. I play in my old man roller hockey league. There's a risk I could have an injury. Should I not be covered for that?
Yeah, but Ed, you still have to enjoy life. Smoking a cigarette, which my father is dying from, it may be temporarily enjoying it, but it's not really enjoying. You're doing something that you know is bad, and other people are paying the consequences of that. I'm paying higher health insurance. I try to take care of myself. I'm paying higher health insurance, and I told you before, I have good health insurance. I'm thankful for it, but I'm paying insurance because a lot of people want to smoke. They want to do drugs. They want to drive fast.
Where do you
want to
split hairs?
You still have to drive.
Do you ride a motorcycle?
I gave it up for the last five or six years.
But you did.
Right now I don't, and I know it's dangerous.
Right, so why should I pay for people who ride motorcycles?
Well, guess what? You're buying the insurance for the car. Nobody's forcing you to do that unless you drive.
But
so if I'm paying my motorcycle insurance, I'm covering myself for an accident.
What about kids who play football? Like, these are all, life is risk. That's the thing. You can't split hairs so finely because somebody will find something. So you say smoking's bad. Yes, I get it. Drinking's bad. Yes, I get it. But guess what? So is exercise. There's people who drop from heart attacks at 30-something, 40-something years old while they're running. They're in the best health.
My uncle died from that. He jogged a lot of time and he died from heart attack.
That's why you can't split hairs. You just need to care for human beings. I appreciate
that. I care for human beings. All these people that are feeding off the system, especially in Waterbury, we're supposed to cover all them, give them free health insurance.
You're overestimating the people feeding. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave in Waterbury. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, Ed, you know, I have stock in health care, and except for tobacco, I, you know, and your wife would probably tell you to give you the same advice. Except for tobacco, I don't, you know, look at moral issues that much when making a financial decision. But I will tell you, even as a stockholder in United Healthcare, which is a Minnesota-based company, we would be better off for Medicare for all as a country. It would take a tremendous burden off our small businesses. And this argument the woman made two or three calls back, that, you know, it'd be terrible. Look about Canada. It's Medicare for all. It's not socialized medicine. The government would not be running the hospitals. And, you know, they criticized Medicare for all. I heard, and also Obamacare. Oh, you might not be able to keep your doctor. Well, that's the way it is now. I mean, let's face it, the United Healthcare Network is pretty thin. I asked my brother out in central Pennsylvania, what about United Healthcare? And he talked around and he said, no, nobody accepts it. Nobody has a computer program at their office to accept it. There's just a little bit of Philly that has it. Other than that, forget it. You're out of luck. You know, the big firms out there are the, you know, Blue Cross, Blue Shield and Gessinger and things like that. So, I mean, the fact is, if your employer changes your coverage to whatever, maybe it's Cigna, you know, which is a fine plan, but your doctor might not be in it. Or it changes to Aetna, which is, you know, very good nationally, but your doctor might not be in it. You often can lose your doctor because your employer makes a decision to change your health plan. So the idea that it's unique, that you might risk losing your relationship with your doctor, that's not any different than the way it is right now.
And the thing is, your doctor, I have a specialist that I see who I won't see anymore because she just left. I don't know why. She took personal time. And now I'm seeing someone else at my next appointment. I don't even know why. It just happened because life happens.
Hey, one more thing, if you got a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the Snitch Show is really great, you know, from 6 to 9. He's conservative, but he really throws out all the different points of view in the course of his day. And so when I'm out on the road at that hour, you know, I always tune it in. But last night I was home, and I overdid it on the news channels. I was comparing the 7 o'clock news show on Fox News and MSNBC and CNN. And CNN and MSNBC have done a really good job of covering the U.S. Virgin Islands, you know. I mean, this is the only part of America that got hit by a Category 5 hurricane. The Keys got hit by a Category 4. Fort Myers got hit by a cat, where I have friends of property got hit by Category 3. But the U.S. Virgin Islands got hit by a Category 5. I'm talking about St. John. And
yeah, they got crushed.
They got crushed. And if Fox News doesn't cover it as possible, maybe they won't get much recognition from, President Trump, because, you know, he says that's all he watches. All, you know, he does watch MSNBC and CNN. But, you know, the fact of the matter is they are not doing a good job, the television part of Fox News. And they're not doing a good job. It's sort of back to the early days of Fox News, where you got a talking head in Washington and a talking head in New York and a little stuff out of Florida. But, I mean, they're not covering the U.S. Virgin Islands, and that's the only part of America that got crushed by Category 5. They lost their only hostel, the hostel where Kelsey Graham of Cheers and Frasier was born. The hostel where he was born has just been eliminated. So, I mean, the only hostel in St. Thomas, which, you know, Charlotte Amelie, if you've ever been on a cruise, is a huge city. So I just can't believe how bad a job Fox TV News is doing.
Well, I think the problem is the vast majority of Americans probably don't even know that the U.S. Virgin Islands are ours.
Yeah, you would think they would know, because practically every cruise ship stops there, you know.
Well, I just saw a survey that says 33% of our populace can't name a single branch of government.
You know, you could be right.
That terrifies me. I had to list them in my head to make sure I know.
Yeah, right.
It's the executive, the judicial, and the legislative, folks.
Yeah. Well, I think people should be more concerned. I hope it's not a racism element, you know, and I'm white. I'm not, but I recognize the U.S. Virgin Islands is, you know, predominantly, you know, or descendants of slaves, you know, but it does seem like, you know, southwestern Florida, of course, is one of the more Republican parts of Florida. Governor Scott is from Naples. But I do hope, these people that got whose lives are, but what do you do if you have credit card debt and your business is gone? Mortgage and you still have to pay on the land and whatnot, and you have no source of income. I mean, the people in the U.S. Virgin Islands who do get drafted into our army, served in Vietnam, you know, they have been just utterly, utterly crushed, you know.
Well, it's something for people here to think about. I appreciate the call. Have a great afternoon. 888-574-2723, the number into the studio. I will be back tomorrow at 10. Have a great day.